Good morning. 7:50 a.m. on Thursday, June the 7th, 2018. 7:50. Should be home around 8:35. All right. 7:50. I'll be home by 8:15. So it is a lovely morning. I just took the car over for the first of two major surgeries. The cat goes in for his surgery in a couple of weeks. It'll be fine. He's 10 years old, he needs to have a couple teeth out. But he seems to be, other than that, pretty healthy. The car needs struts, tires, brakes, which is that's going to be a bit expensive, but less than a new car would be. And I haven't really put, as long as I've had this car, I don't think I put new tires on it, so it's due. Strut was awkward. Brakes. Yeah, okay, fine. All of that stuff is still original material. I haven't put any money in this car since I owned it. And I've had it for, I don't know, rather a long time. It is, I'm a little later this morning, not by very much, but a little bit. The sun is quite warm, but the breeze is quite cool. I'm working up a sweat because I am pumping along here. I want to get back. Yesterday was another useful, no, so that's the wrong word. Productive, that's the word. Another productive day. I got a lot of stuff done. I didn't get a lot of new words, but I did get a lot of stuff done. I'll take that. Truck belongs to Frank, apparently. Yes, Frank, emblazoned across the side and across the back window. I'm going to guess it's Frank's truck. Or at least a company truck. I'm sleepy this morning. I don't know quite why I'm sleepy. I got a good night's sleep. I went to bed relatively early. There's a lot of flowers blooming. Just walked past a dozen primroses. There's a big arbored rose across the street. Much rose. Any flower. Wow. You should be able to hear that. Thank you. I have not yet replaced my headphones. My wiring harness here. I need to do that. I tested them when I got home yesterday. It's not the problem. It's the earbuds. They finally gave up the ghost. But it's clearly just a bad enough microphone. Pansies and Johnny Jokers. This concrete guy go by. I believe it's Thursday already. Holy crap. So I'm reading Miss Marple, but it's Miss Mabel's School for Girls. I want to say the author is Katie Cross. It's really good. I picked it up on sale the other day. Excuse me, jeez, I can't stop yawning this morning. I picked up on sale the other day. I picked up a bunch of stuff. Some of it I had to throw away. But this one was good. Oh, and Dilsa Bailey, D-I-L-S-A-B-A-I-L-E-Y. Dreams Thrown Away. It's not, I don't even know what genre it is. It might be a thriller. It's brutal. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, but it's brutal. I got to the end of the sample, and I had too many things on my reader I needed to clear away. So I've left the sample to remind me. I want to go back to that book. Dilsa has three books, I think, in this series. And nice covers, good blurbs. Really, really well written. The sample is really, really well written. Let me turn the crap off and get out of here. Miss Mabel School, also really good. Some of the others, not so much. But I also am working on my Colorado Gold judging. Other than mentioning it, that's taking up some amount of time. I'm not going to talk about the entries. Other than to say, going through and doing the judging, marking the score sheet, doing that whole thing, has really, really got me pumped for getting back into home run. And I find myself looking forward to a couple of hours in the afternoon when I can actually get into it. Okay, let's see if I can remember how to do this monk post thing. I'm coming up on it now. It's still 10, 12 feet away. I'm going to slap it. So get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Okay. That's the order. That's the way it's supposed to go. You'd think after all these years I'd have that down, but every once in a while my ring goes meh, meh, meh. It sounds like an adult on a peanut special. Wah, 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 wah. So what am I going to talk about next? I have to talk about something, because otherwise I'm going to go into this dead zone without something going on in my brain. Tomorrow's blog post, maybe. I like my fiction writers talking about the long tail. I know I've talked about this before on here, because I'm pretty sure that's where I got the idea. But I still keep seeing it. Oh, on average. No. You know, there's a few things you can do that are average, that make a certain amount of averaging sense. The average length of a science fiction novel, it doesn't really mean much, but it actually, the data is normally distributed, so it's fine. So the data average, mean, mode, median, they all work, because there's measurements of central tendency. You can track those averages over time to see how the market responds to various book lengths. Prices are a little more difficult because they're not as evenly distributed. They tend to cluster around various points. So, you know, $4.99 is going to have a lot. $5.99 is going to have a lot. $5.25 is not going to have as many, if any. So book prices are a little less continuous. Book lengths, a little more continuous. But averages need a central tendency. They need a bell curve. They need a peak. They need a normal distribution. And book sales are not normally distributed. It's a power law curve. And it's a very steep power law curve. A relaxed one is like 80-20, so 20% of the authors make 80% of the money. That's actually not the case. It's more like 2% of the authors make 90% of the money, because that curve, that long tail, has a real steep downward curve. So, you know, there may be four or five authors, two or three authors that make $1 billion a year. J.K. Rowling. there may be another handful or two that make hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And a larger but still not very significant number of people who make $1 million a year. And according to Amazon, there are 1,000 authors on Amazon who make more than $100,000 a year. I think that's right. Maybe it's at least $100,000 a year. So, the top 1,000 authors on Amazon make more than $100,000 a year. But the average is going to be real small. So the average may be only, well, the going rate is $500 a year, but the reality is that was a self-select survey that was badly formed, run by a group of people who weren't really cognizant about how to run surveys or how to design instrumentation. And it's an old number. It's a really, really old number. I knew when I first saw it, and I might have seen it as much as 10 years ago. I knew when I first saw it that that number was going to bite us in the ass. Because the problem is, the average on a power law curve is sort of like trying to take an average on a distribution like that. It's sort of like grilling concrete. Not drilling, grilling. So I have a nice wet concrete patty and I throw it on the grill. Yeah, it'll wind up with a patty, but it's not exactly food. It'll dry out eventually. But you don't really want to eat it. And the difficulty is the long tail. When you plot out 1 million authors, and there are probably more than that, when you plot out 1 million authors, a metric buttload of them are going to be in the 0 to 1 book a year range. Good morning. Good morning.
Nice breeze.
It's beautiful. I love it. So when you have that many zeros and really small numbers, like ones, the fact that there are, you know, 2 or 3 people who make $1 billion isn't going to matter quite so much. Yeah, they'll help bring the average up, but that average doesn't really mean anything, because the average is probably going to be somewhere around author 500,000. No, it's not. It's going to be around author 200,000 out of 1 million authors. So if you're not doing better than author 200,000, what does that mean? It means you're selling a book or so a year. You're selling 2 books a year. Maybe a book a month. I don't know what that 200,000 author rate is, but it's not very much. What does it mean? It doesn't really mean anything. And that's the problem. That's the problem with using that number and saying, oh, well, look, see? Because the reality is, it doesn't mean anything at all. But I made it to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.